Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I know that He's real.
Glory, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the show. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father, the great I Am, and my Lord and Savior Christ for lifting my body up and keeping my spirit strong and keeping my focus ready to teach His word, and that's, I love doing it. It gives me joy to teach the word of God. All right, we're going to get right into this because there's a lot of stuff to go over. As I told you, grab your Bibles once you start hearing that opening song, because time is now we're going to jump into the Word of God. Everybody, grab those Bibles. I do invite everyone to visit our website, jhom.org. There you'll find a multitude of things and resources, things about the ministry, a witness statement, a testimonial about the ministry. You also will find the show and videos. Just go and have fun looking around and discovering about us. There's also a contact form there if you want to contact us for any reasons. Just contact us, use the contact form, and somebody on the team will definitely get back to you. Everybody, we're here to serve. There are 12 dedicated volunteers for Journey Home Outreach Ministry who are here to serve you. So please utilize our services in the name of the Lord. All right, Everybody, I hope you got your Bibles. Open it up. Up to Genesis, the 22nd chapter, the 17th through the 18th verse. Genesis, the 22nd chapter, the 17th through the 18th verse. This show is simply 12 tribes calling the 12 tribes. All right. Spiritual sessions with Pastor McCurdy. The 12 tribes of Israel. I spoke about the 144,000 that showed up, that Jesus called, that showed up with the mark. Those were representatives of the 12 tribes of Israel. In Genesis, God promised Abraham that his offspring with him and Sarah, because he had other offsprings, but his offspring with him and Sarah, that those descendants were going to be numerous, and they were going to be blessed, and they were going to inherit the land. And the land he's talking about is the promised land. So in Genesis, the 22nd chapter, the 17th to the 18th verse, it says, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus, it says, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me. Now this is from one obedient servant, Abraham, that God said, I'm going to do all of this for you, and he is doing that through us, the descendants. Now if you're wondering, you know, if you're not of Jewish descendant, how could you be part of the tribes of Israel? Well, you are. And you are because of our belief in our Lord and Savior Christ, who is a descendant and belongs to the tribe of Judah. If you follow the genealogy, he is a descendant, and he's the tribe of Judah. When he died on the cross, he adopted both Gentile and Jewish into this promise to Abraham. We have access through Christ, our belief in Christ. So then we do become part of the tribe. That's why we call him the Lion of Judah. Okay? All right. That, and I want to make that connection for everybody as we go forward. Now, as we're moving along, we're going to go to the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, we're going to start with the 7th chapter, verse 1 through 8. Revelation 7, 1 through 8. Now, like I said, there are 12 tribes of Judah, 12 tribes of Israel. And these 12 tribes are actually the names of the sons and grandsons of Jacob, who was a descendant of Abraham. So you have to know who's daddy and who's mama and great grandmama and all that other stuff. So again, these were the descendants of Abraham. Sons of and grandsons of Jacob, and they were named. These names were the tribes. So, I read in the mighty name of Jesus, 7th chapter, starting with the first verse. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on the trees. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 was sealed. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe, now I'm going to have the computer help me pronounce this one. From the tribe of
Naphtali.
Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Bear with me, okay, because the devil wants me to mess up. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of, we're going to get some help. We're going to get some help. That's okay. That's okay. Okay, from the tribe, where are we going? Where are we going? From the tribe of, what tribe are we at? Hold on, everybody. The pastor lost her place, but we are not going to fret. when we have these difficulties. Okay, so again, let me pick up where I left off, because it was from the tribe of
Zebulun.
That's one to make sure I got it pronounced right. The tribe of Zebulun. All right, as we keep going. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000, and from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. All right, everybody, those made up the 144,000 that Jesus called when he was fighting the dragon from the last lesson that we just learned. So if you want to get deeper into that, listen to the last show. All right, jump over to Revelation 14 chapter, the 6th through the 13th verse. Now, when it comes to your tribes, be proud of your tribe. You have the mark. You have the mark. If you can't find out what tribe you come from and what region of the Holy Land that they were given, because when the Israelites were freed and Aaron took them into the Holy Land, Moses divided up the land between these tribes, between these sons and grandsons of Jacob. So this is actual land, okay? And as we know, there's unrest, and there will continue to be unrest because of what it is, okay? But we cannot forget who we are, because we are going to be called, no matter what's going on now or what enemy thinks they have triumphs over us now. Revelation is trying to teach us and remind us that the battle is won by our Savior and the great I Am. It doesn't matter what's going on down here. We have the victory. So stay strong, stay faithful. Okay? Stay strong and stay faithful. Let's get into the three angels. Revelation 14 chapter 6 through the 13th verse. Then I saw another angel flying in the mid-air. And he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." The second angel followed and said, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the muddy, maddening wine of her adulteries." A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and in its image and receives its mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. There will be no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and its image, or for anyone who receives the mark of its name. This calls for patience, endurance on the part of the people of God, who keep his commandments and remain faithful to Jesus." Then I heard a voice from heaven said, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, said the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. If you die in Christ, if you die believing in Christ, if you die as a follower of Christ, he is promising you right here, you will be blessed, because you will find rest from your labor. And the deeds that you did down here, you will be rewarded. Those deeds are going to follow you up into heaven. Now, don't forget, as it's saying, that anybody who worships the devil or Satan or whoever you want to call it, the beast, whoever worships and receives a mark of the beast, then you are going to get the full fury of God in his rage. Just as he's angry at the Satan, he's going to be angry at you. Again, Babylon and all of this craziness that's going on around this world, and what people, how people treat each other without love and compassion and caring, all that is going to be judged. Fear God and give him glory right now. Fear him of what in his judgment of this world. Okay, everybody. Let's go over to Revelation, the 22nd chapter, the first of the 15th verse. Because in this is our hope, and this is what we hold our beliefs to be on. This is why we want the mark of God, so that we can partake in what I'm getting ready to share with you now. Revelation, the 22nd chapter, the first through the 15th verse. Then the angel showed me the river of water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. One on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and its servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. There will be no need the light of the lamp or for the light of the lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. We'll stop there. There will be no need for night. It will be daylight, sunny, shiny, always, forever and ever, everybody. Hallelujah. And I continue, picking up from the 6th verse. The angel said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the word of the prophecy written in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But then he said to me, don't do that. He said to me, don't do that. I am a fellow servant, and you with you and with your fellow prophets and with all who keep the word of the scroll, worship God. Then he told me, do not seal up the words of this prophecy or of this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Because outside are the dogs, those who practice magic acts, the sexual immoral, the murderers, the idol worshippers, the idolaters, and anyone who loves and practices falsehood. Everybody, anybody who is not of the mark, who is not doing what God is asking us to do, praise and worship Him and live a righteous life, will be standing outside the gates while everybody else partakes into the heavenly holy city where God and Jesus are going to be there, and you're going to see their faces. Now, what's interesting is that when John saw this, of course, when the angels were telling them this stuff, he's bowing down and worshiping the angels just because, oh, how holy this is. I understand why he would want to worship the angels that gave him the message. But you have to hear them loud and clear. When the angels said, do not do that, because God is a jealous God. God wants you to worship him and him alone. That's why it says, give all glory to God. All praises and glory be to God. I don't do this for 15 minutes of fame. I don't do this for 15 minutes of fame. Glory and honor to God is my aim. And that's how we have to live our lives. And that is what this is saying. You don't worship the messenger. You worship the message, because the message is God. Look. God is saying, I am everything. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This is not, I'm everything. Trust in me. Believe in me. Put all this other stuff aside that's earthly. Adorn yourself with Christ. Adorn yourself with Christ. Wear Christ's colors. If you want to wear something, say, I'm a proud member of the tribe of Judah. Okay, everybody, ask God and pray to the Holy Spirit for understanding and wisdom and guidance when it comes to all this. Ask him to unleash the mysteries of the Bible, and he said he will. If you ask for wisdom, God said, I'll give it to you. But make sure that we realize that the judgment of mankind is coming. Your personal judgment is coming on Judgment Day. You have a book, that's the book, your book of life. And everything you do and say is written down there. That's why it's important to watch what you do and watch what you say. You are going to be held accountable. So, everybody, if you, you know, when it comes to the ones outside of the city, don't start telling people who, oh, you're going to be outside this city because you're sexually immoral, or you do magic acts, or you murders. You don't start pointing fingers, because God also said, I'm going to judge you the way you judge other people. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to evaluate your life and to remove anything that's not pleasing of God. If you pray that simple prayer and then ask God, Jesus, to become your Lord and Savior, he will wash you clean. You will get your white robe, because your garments are going to be washed in the blood of Jesus. Everybody, this is serious. This is the most serious thing that we can do, is to get back to Eden. And this chapter 22 of Revelation is talking about Eden being restored. God trying to get us back to what we messed up in the first place. He loves us that much that he's been doing this from the beginning of the book of the Bible all the way to the end, to get us back to the Garden of Eden, where we can partake of the tree. Now we can get off the tree of life, the tree that he said that had flames around it, so we wouldn't eat off of it, and got us banished for good out of Eden, so we wouldn't touch this tree. There's a tree on each side of the river, and it bared 12 crops of fruit, yielding fruit every month. And the leaves of that those trees were used to heal the nations. Everybody, all we have to do is sit back and patiently wait for God. It's already victory done and a wonderful reward for those who believe, trust, and obey. All right, if you have any questions, you want to get further into that, you know how to reach the ministry, everybody. You know how to reach us. So first up on the mic, we're going to jump into the musical part of the show. First person up on the mic is Catherine Kendrick with People Get Ready. Here we go.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to redeem Susan Homer. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, from coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and for them. There's room for all of the love and wants for you.
Catherine Kendrick, People Get Ready. Next up on the mic is I'm On by Remnants of Worship. Here we go.
We declare.
All of you.
We decree.
Make some noise.
Reign in me.
I'm on.
Set me free.
I'm on.
Set me free.
Let's go.
I wanna be on fire.
We declare. We decree. Holy Spirit. Reign in me. Set me free. Set me free. I wanna be. We declare. We decree. Holy Spirit. Reign. We declare, we decree, Holy Spirit, reign in me. Set me free, set me free. I wanna be. Let's go.
That was Remnants of Worship when I'm on. Yes, Jesus died for an encore. He's coming back, everybody. He's coming back. He was just joining me. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci. And we are here learning about the book of Revelation. We've been doing it for a couple of shows. So if you have time, really, really, really go back and review the last four shows, all dealing with the book of Revelation. And we're not done, so hold on. But for right now, we're going to sit back and take a spiritual journey with the Gospel House Mix by yours truly. It's that time. Now, the purpose of the dance break, it's time for the dance break. The purpose of the dance break is to give up and give God praise, honor, and glory. To worship and honor and give, like he just said, worship God. So, the dance break helps you exercise that, because that's what we're going to be doing 24 hours, 7 days a week when he comes back. It's doing nothing but praise and worship. So, that's the first thing. Second thing is to listen to the message I was trying to give you when I chose the songs that I use to mix. Again, everybody, this is great news. We have plenty, plenty, plenty to praise and worship our Father for. And so without further ado, I want everybody to get up and get ready for, well, I got, wait a minute. I got to make sure it's queued up. You know, devil, you are not going to get us off our square. We're going to push through this show no matter what. And here we go. We're queued up. Everybody get ready. No, that's the wrong thing. Where is it? Okay, this is called the Chosen Tribe Mix. And I want to make sure I get the right mix open, because I almost played the wrong thing. But here we go, everybody. Get up, get up, get up.
Dance Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
Praises go up, blessings come down. You're listening to Sister Poochie.
Then the negative whisper. in the panic disease. The undercurrent suppression of pent-up terror was released. As the mystery of the unknown manifested pristine clear, a positive message of truth entered my ear. Now my face is a brand new smile with the newly revealed meaning of a destined child. A message of hope is being released from my heart, and I am overwhelmed with dedication to do my part. All I ever wanted was to be as I once was, unbounded. Somehow it all twisted, and before long it sounded as though life was a continuous canard, dry, dry, choking out the simple joy of just being alive.
Impressive, be in your eye, I'm at your mercy. hit after hit. This DJ will never quit. It's Sister Poochie. Sister Poochie.
Oh,
is Sister Poochie, and here we go.
Take something like by force grace.
Everybody, we won't go back to the way we used to be. Once Jesus sets you free, you can't go back. You won't go back. All right, everybody, that was the Gospel House mix by Sister Poochie, yours truly. And we're going to keep on rolling with this praise and worship fest for the Lord all over the world. Next up on the mic is DJ Shaheem, our resident DJ. Now, DJ Shaheem does more than 15 minutes of mixing. He has a Sound Your Like Mix Show, which hasn't aired on here on this platform only because I've been doing revelations. And anyway, but you can still hear it on Mixcloud. It's a new mix is up. Just go to mixcloud.com/SisterPoochie1 SisterPoochie1, and you can hear both my mixes and DJ Shaheem mixes individually. Okay, everybody, let's get ready for our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem. Get on your feet. Same rules applies. Here we go.
DJ Shaheem is blowing it up. So get your hands out of your pockets and put them in the air.
Glorify it with honor.
church has been clapping that week sermon. Leaving the week hurt, I was changed by Sunday service. We need discernment, check what you be affirming. Cause the church can be full of members, but empty in conversions. We need the gospel, and stand back. The Lord changed lives, never hate us. The Lord people well, oh we can stand in the church. Just the church with the words, but we stand back.
Tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down. But beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me in spite of me. You still chose me. Can it be? Every sky, every fall, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Love me. Oh, in spite of me. In spite of me.
Yeah. I'm stubborn at heart. Sometimes my mother's smart and be insecure.
Everybody, that was our DJ, resident DJ, DJ Shaheem. We had to bring that mix back again because it was so powerful. All right, everybody, we have come to the end of the show. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music with How Great Thou Art. I will see you guys for the next edition. We're going to continue with the Book of Revelation. We are not done, and God is holding me up through it. Keep praying for the pastor, and I'll keep praying for you. May the Lord shine upon you all until we meet again. All right, let's go.
Thank you.